Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Dire Straits bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the other one is from my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our guest, Steve Kaiser. Steve is the founder of Kaiser Media, the author of The Greatest Words You've Never Heard. Steve, tell us about that book.
It's a book about life stories of ordinary people caught up in extraordinary circumstances, but they've been lost in time or just the vacuum of human anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically questions these decisions you come in everybody's life when you're faced with insurmountable odds or a life or death situation,
mm-hmm.
tragedy. What would you do? We all think we'd be courageous. We all think we'd be bold, but we never know till it happens. These people and these stories have went through it, and they triumphed, even if they died in the triumph. They triumphed. So
well, I don't know about
it. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, I don't know about the life and death thing, what any of us would do, but I do know this, whenever I've been up against it, whenever I thought I was the closest to not making it, is when I've been the most creative.
That's absolutely true. And you know what I try to do? I try to find stories, maybe yours is one of them, that people haven't heard or they were lost, and it just some stories that will astound you. And part of the purpose of the book was, people are faced with difficult times in life to find mm-hmm. decisions all the time. These are stories of people that have done it. They can offer solace, strength. They can give you wisdom and guidance.
Mm-hmm.
They can gird you up. And that's why I wrote it.
And boy, those
the story about relevance was part of it.
Yeah. Well, and we're talking about the question is, are baby boomers doomed to irrelevance in the workplace? And you were telling us a story about a guy who was in his 50s, who the young kids were already writing his postmortem. I mean, they were already doing the postmortem on his career. They were already putting his professional obituary together. And he overheard them, and you went over to him and gave him a hug, and what did he tell you?
Well, he was actually in his mid-60s.
Oh, really?
So, yes, and I'll have to tell you, he's still working, and that was almost 10 years ago.
Wow.
He heard it, and it wasn't that he didn't
He heard
want
the
to
two young people
learn.
Disparaging or predicting that he was basically irrelevant.
Yeah, but they didn't have the courage to say it to his face.
Right.
Anyway, and I understood it, and no one wants to hear that about themselves. And I heard it, and I went over there, and I sort of gave him a hug. Then he told me during the crisis he lost 80% of his life savings.
Yeah.
He had to stay this job.
You know, yeah.
He would never quit working. So mm-hmm. that's how the relevance started. Let me really quick, I want to just tell you, if your listeners want to write it down, it's a checklist. And it's a checklist from people I've interviewed and written with and talked with that have been successful in their 70s, 80s. One of them is 89, almost 90, just sold a screenplay. They all share some characteristics and behavior. And I compiled these stories over the years. And it basically, relevance, a cheesy acronym, but it's one that I needed
right.
so I could remember what it all meant. The R stands for risk. The E stands for experiment. L stands for listen, engage, value, attitude, no negativity, and take care of your time. I'm going to start with risk real quick. Now, risk, you might think of risk one way. I think risk of a different way, and people in success will think of it quite different in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. It's not about risking. It's about daring to be a beginner again. It's
mm-hmm.
about being dangerous and say, okay, I know what I know. I'm set my ways, but I'm going to throw it out, and I'm going to do something that I'm at the bottom of the totem pole. Now, if you want,
I really like the word reinvention here too.
Right, absolutely.
I think it's a way of getting your own attention. If you think you've got to reinvent yourself, and reinvention doesn't have to be, you know, tear everything down and build it back up from the scratch. Reinvention could just be another branch off of what you're doing. Go ahead with the rest of your.
Absolutely, reinvention, rebirth, and that's a perfect segue. It's an example I was going to give you. One of the guys that was a mentor to me and through the years helped me, I call him the Ernest Hemingway every time. His name is Stephen Pressfield. He's a great writer. In the early 90s, he was one of the most successful screenplay writers in Hollywood. He'd sold over 30 screenplays, many movies made. True Lies was one of them, Above the Law. And he told me that he didn't want to do it anymore. He walked into his agent and said, I want to write a book. And the agent looked at him, are you nuts? You're at the top of your game. What are you thinking? And he goes, not only that, I want to write a book about golf. He goes, Steven, first books nobody ever reads if you write about golf. You're guaranteed a loser. Then he said, not only about golf, it's actually going to be the Bhagavad Gita played on the golf field. And Steven says he fired his agent. The agent said he quit. Okay? Steven went on to write that book. And that book ended up being an international bestseller. It was called The Legend of Beggar Vance.
Right.
And it's an amazing story.
Wow.
And he sold the rights to the movie, and he said the first day Robert Redford fired it, but he didn't get a chance to write the screenplay. He did say, and I asked him, I said, what's the difference between being a screenwriter and being an author? He goes, well, the screenwriter's at the bottom of the totem pole. The author is the totem pole. And then when you talk about that's what risk is. Daring to rebuild, you know, a renaissance, I think, a rebirth.
Well, can they find all this in your book, right? The relevant, explain
absolutely,
all this.
Yeah.
And what chapter is in the book? You remember?
It's one to say how to stay relevant in business.
All right, so folks, if you're, the book is called The Greatest Words You've Never Heard. It's available wherever books are sold, Stephen.
Absolutely, Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble.
What about your own website? Give us your own website, please.
SteveKaiser.com.
KAYSER is how you spell his last name. Hey, Steve, will you come back another day? We got more to talk about.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to, and it's been a pleasure meeting you.
You too, Steve. Steve Kaiser, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.